What you hear is the sounds of the winds of the Netherlands seeping through your pores as it bleeds and pierces your skin. And welcome to the show. This is Rants from a Hat. I am Connecticut Great.
I'm Cheyenne Laws.
Are you afraid?
I'm aroused a little bit by your monk chant of longevity and peace that you just did.
Dai jo bu.
Do.
Wow, that's some hard liquor, man.
Ooh, tequila?
H2O on the rocks. But who's counting?
No one, because that wasn't a quantity at all. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. This is Rants from a Hat.
Rants from a Hat.
Where we pick shit from a hat and we talk about it.
Yep.
More or less.
And we just rant the fook out of it, whatever comes off the top of the dome ski, so.
Yep. If you're watching the video podcast right now, you'll notice that I have a cast on my face because got a nose job. Fuck what?
She mentioned it like 2 episodes ago, and hey, here it is. Like,
yep.
It's a legit,
yeah,
legit thing.
Yeah, I have a lot of sex appeal going on right now with this cast on my face. So
I'm sure they're hands on the monitor right now. Like,
keep it in your fucking pants.
I want more.
All right, yeah. So get your fill, because hopefully it'll be off by the next time we film this. So,
how did it feel? Like, was the procedure kind of?
So they go.
Did they numb the shit out at you, where you couldn't feel nothing?
Mm-hmm. They numb it, and you can feel what they're doing, but it doesn't feel like pain.
Mm.
And they go in. They went in through my nostrils, so there's no scars, and so you just feel shit going like under your skin, like between your bone and your skin, and like shaving it down and
really
shit.
Random and off subject. If I ever go to jail for doing something stupid,
you will.
I hope I just have like just numbing tools, you know, on deck. And if like Big Bubba, I stirred him wrong, or I just look like a pretty male to him, and he just wants my butthole, I'm gonna numb the shit out of it quick. That way, you know, he can just do his thing. I mean, because I'm not gonna fight him. He's like 6'4", 250.
Yeah, Bubba's huge.
Pure muscle, yeah.
And
pure penis. I'm not messing with that, so I'm just like, hold on, Bubba.
So if you drop the soap, you can like
just if I drop the soap instantly, numb. Butthole, there you go, take care of it.
You know what I heard is like when people do anal, they have to like breathe through it, and it's like a mental game because you have to like release and like accept what's happening.
What I have visually going on in my head is not something I ever want to experience, so
well,
Don't do anything stupid that will lead you to jail, my friend. So, stay
or
in school.
Gay, do don't go to jail.
Or, you know, hey, it's like Scarlet
Nightclub.
Nightclub, but on a different level. So,
yeah. More violent. Or less violent.
It's going to be
depends
violent.
Depends on the night.
And bloody.
Ooh.
It's going to be a blood. It's going to be a bloodbath.
It's going to look like my cherry juice. I can't drink wine until my stitches heal, so this is not wine this time.
How come?
Alcohol's a blood thinner. So when you have stitches or like an
makes
open
sense.
Wound or
yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
you might bleed. So, yeah, also I can't exercise, so I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
Hey, Netflix is good.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
So this is just, I just want to throw a bad joke out there. You work for Disney, right? Does that make you a cast member?
Hey, when the camera turns off, I'm going to fucking kill you. That was a horrible.
All right. This will be the last time you'll see me. Sorry. I just. All right. Well,
it was worth it to die, though.
Hey,
that,
you know,
that joke was
if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to headstrong. Yeah.
Do you have any children?
No.
Oh, because you're really set for the dad jokes.
Not. Well, I was going to say maybe the dad bod. I just devoured a big plate lunch from was it Pandas,
yeah,
in a span of maybe 3 minutes tops.
Yeah,
like Cheyenne was just watching me just go, and I just wasn't stopping.
Yeah,
I was like a conveyor belt, just like,
yeah, like those Dyson vacuums.
Yeah,
yeah, that they just slurp it into the canister, but there's like almost no noise, like somehow he wasn't chewing and the food wasn't hitting his mouth. It was just like funneling in a tube.
Funneling. Yeah, I wasn't chewing. I was swallowing.
He's so good at swallowing, guys.
Well, let me swallow my hands into the first topic of the day.
That didn't make sense, but let's do it.
All right. So, here we go.
Okay.
We have beauty pageants. Beauty pageants.
I hate them.
You hate them?
Yeah. There's, I'll let you go first.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's more of a girl thing. It's like beauty pageants to males are equivalent to... I guess it would be like male modeling for an ad or a commercial. Like, I'm not into that. I mean, I feel like it's something you got to be into. I'm not hating on it. Do what you got to do. But I will say this. Okay, I don't want to come across like I'm...
I feel like I'm the most feminist bitch right now.
So. I feel like I'm going to dig... No, I mean, like... I mean, everyone's beautiful, right? I just feel like... I feel like these beauty pageants are very, you know, detailed on and who they want and how they want the person to look.
Okay.
I don't want to sound mean, but
just
like,
say what you're gonna say because you're confusing me with your. I like, mean, like roundabout.
Okay, if you're like they're looking for, you know, Miss Nanokuli, bad. All right, Miss Honolulu.
Okay.
And but like you're just. I mean, you're plus size, and maybe you don't got the, like, thinnest figure. I just don't do it. My thing is just don't do it, because you're just setting yourself up for failure. There's other... Unless it's a... All right, you know what? I'm just going to give Cheyenne the mic, because I'm not good at, like... All right, take it away, sister.
I feel like you don't really, like, know what your point is, so you're saying shit that you don't mean. I don't think you're trying to be a douchebag.
I mean, I don't
want to
offend anyone, but like
I think you're just, yeah,
or maybe it's too late for that.
Well, there's a few things I want to address in that. First of all, you don't have to think everyone is beautiful. That's okay. You don't need to be, you know, blind to it. You know, you don't, there's people that aren't attractive to you, and that's fine. I think shaming them into being like, oh, you're not skinny, you shouldn't do pageants.
That's what I was trying to say. That was the word shaming.
I don't think that's okay, but you don't have to think that everyone's beautiful.
No, right? No. I don't want to say I don't think they're... Because everyone's beautiful in their own right. And
no. I mean, you don't have to think everyone... No, you don't have to be attracted to
everyone. Beauty doesn't have to necessarily be like physical appearance. It can be like...
Well, yeah.
You know, their heart, their personality. And
yeah, but it's okay to... be attracted to some people and not other people or things.
Totally
some people aren't your cup of tea,
right.
Fine. Yeah.
I, as far as like a beauty pageant goes, I feel like they want a certain look,
right?
And you kind of have
that
to
not
meet
everyone
that right not fits. Everyone fits that, you know, description. Yeah. And that's what I was trying to get at. Maybe just don't encourage your friends who don't fit the description. I mean, but hey, follow your dreams.
Yeah.
Don't let me stop you, but yeah. You know,
I think beauty pageants,
it's a tough one, right?
It's hard because, I mean, as a woman, I think you get to pick whatever the fuck you want to do. So, yeah, whatever, if you want to do a beauty pageant. I am a little more understanding of, like, if it's a physique competition or something, because, like, that's literally what they're judging you on, is, like, you worked at a goal of fucking working out and whatever, and you attained this, and that's what they're judging you on. But when beauty pageants turn into scholarship pageants, like, Miss Hawaii or something, and it's like, hey, if you're hot enough and if you parade half naked in front of us, then we're gonna give you money. That shit doesn't make sense to me. Like, if you're gonna give people money for shit, it shouldn't be because they fucking strutted down in like 9-inch heels.
Sex sells though.
Yeah, but it shouldn't,
but I mean,
not in that circumstance. Right, because there's no Mr. Hawaii where they're fucking strolling around in a G-string and like trying to get money for school. That's not a thing.
It's true. It's only a woman. You're talking about in that sense of.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a beauty pageant, whatever, and you want to be judged on how you look, and that's something you choose to enter, like, okay, whatever. But like, when it comes to like you're getting money out of it, it's like, hey, this is a scholarship pageant for school, but I'm gonna give you 20 seconds to answer a question, and the other 3 hours of the competition are seeing how expensive of an evening gown you bought, you parading around with your tits out, you doing a little dance number that's really shitty because you're not a dancer, so you shouldn't be a part of it, and then only 20 seconds to get an answer to a question. Like, you get a time limit on the question, but you get to parade with your ass out a few times. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I approve that.
Yeah, that's that shit's fucking... There's other ways to make money, fam. And that also, what's stupid to me is they put so much money into it that I feel like it doesn't even out the money they get back. Like, hair and makeup and all, like, the dieting, the trainers, the outfits, like, those gowns are dumb expensive, you know? So it's like, is it even worth all the money and effort? Like, do you get back as much as you put in? I don't think you do. I think it's a title thing.
And that's why I let Cheyenne take care of this, because, I mean, that's more her reins.
It's definitely a feminist issue. But yeah, it's like, I mean, you're competing for a title of being the hottest person in whatever fucking state or division or region you're in. And it's like, okay, cool. Now what? Can you provide anything other than being the hottest person?
No, yeah, you definitely gotta, you know, have the jack of all trades. I mean, brains, beauty, you know,
you gotta, yeah, skills. Provide something else.
Right, definitely.
There's no value in being the hottest person in an area. Except you feel good about yourself, but like...
No, it can only get you so far. I totally agree. More. No, yeah, for sure. So I guess...
I don't like
it. I don't know. Go to school. So you can be pretty in the outside and in the inside.
Yep.
Here and in here, my friends.
And in here.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, next topic.
That's my veg. Okay. We're running low, fam. You gotta send us more shit.
Put some more gas in the tank, please. Yeah. I mean, gas is expensive, but you know.
It is. Legalizing marijuana.
Hey.
Yeah, I think they're missing out on a whole lot of money-making opportunities by not legalizing marijuana. If you're gonna legalize...
They're missing out, like, companies making money?
Yeah.
I feel like the reason why they don't legalize marijuana is because they'll lose money, because people just grow it in the back of their backyard, you know?
Yeah, but there's also, like, I can grow a tomato in my backyard. Am I going to do it? Fuck no, I'm lazy as shit. I'll just
but
go to Safeway.
But tomatoes are not illegal. I think, I mean, this is my theory. I think the government doesn't, it's not like anyone can make beer, right? I mean, they can. It may suck, but it won't taste like the greats of the Heinekens, the Coronas, the list goes on, right? Okay. So when it comes to weed, man, there's some people who can just, like, scientific their mind to make some great weed in the back of their, you know, their house.
Yeah.
And I feel like companies really won't make money, because they'll sell it for an arm and a leg. They'll be like, you know, these consumers will be like, dog, I just make it right there. And
no, but that, no? That's what I'm saying, though, is that marijuana is, I mean,
you're saying that is a moneymaker. It can be a moneymaker.
Yes.
Well, because like the dispensaries, they like, don't they charge like an arm and a leg, and you got to be like certified to get that or something like that?
As far as I know, they don't, but I mean, we don't have one. I mean, like a dispensary, like for medical reasons,
right.
But like in places where it's legal. No.
Oh, no, yeah, because we're not, yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, yes, you can easily grow marijuana, but also it's easy to grow a tomato, and also it's easy to grow a blueberry bush, and also it's easy to have a chicken and just take the eggs that way. But how many people actually do that? No one does. They pay for convenience. They don't want to have to fucking foster a plant shit. You know, I'm not going to go plant, water it, wait for it to grow, get the weed, make a fucking brownie out of it, then eat it when I can drive down the block.
The stoners.
And buy a $5 brownie.
They have all the time in the world, and they will wait for
that.
Well,
there's no other option.
Did you say blueberry bush?
Yeah, they grow on a bush.
What about blueberry kush?
What about blueberry, like, bush?
Okay.
It always comes
back. It's always leading down there.
There's so much happening down there. It's like Mary Poppins'
blueberry
bag.
Bush!
Oh. I just pull out an umbrella and shit.
And a flavored umbrella. There goes those.
Are you on marijuana, sir?
I'm so high.
No, but I think, like, if it was easily accessible, there would be no need for people to grow it, and they could go get it. Like, I don't want to plant some shit and wait for it to grow and then pluck it and then make a brownie if I can drive 10 minutes and go buy a $5 brownie that already has fucking weed in it.
You know, I'm not a smoker smoker myself, and I'm not condoning it. But I will say, I think that's, I mean, I think it's a little bit more, I don't know, safer within the public than alcohol, right?
It is.
Definitely, because, I mean, alcohol, people's hormones rage, and then, you know, like, they can't control themselves and blah, 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 where, like, as weed smokers, they just eat and sleep.
Yeah,
and stay there.
Yeah, I mean, everything affects everyone differently, but there's definitely, like, I think the worst thing that really happens on marijuana is you get sleepy, so that might be kind of sketchy if you're driving, right?
Right, 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 right.
But alcohol is way worse, and it's still completely legal, right?
So legal.
Money. And some people get anxious on marijuana and stuff. But the also the thing that confuses me, am I high? Probably. Is that it's legal for human beings in these particular states to do it, but it's not legal for every human being in the country. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, why is it safer for fucking Savannah in LA to smoke weed, and I'm still a human being in Evo Beach and I can't smoke weed? Like, why is that?
And we got better weed too.
I bet we do.
Not that I, you know.
Right? So it's just,
I'm already high off life.
I feel like it would be growing the economy. There's more businesses, there's more jobs, there's more commerce, whatever the fuck those words are. Hemp is really good for like making clothes and beauty products and supplements and all this shit, you know. There's like so much more than just getting like high on shit.
Definitely, definitely. Like, it has a lot of great benefits to
THC,
your body.
THC is like CBD, which is another compound in marijuana, has like anti-inflammatory qualities. So they make like
helps with your cataract and
lotions, and you're just saying random shit.
I am. But I know, like, there's certain weeds that like anti-inflammatory help your, right.
That's why people use weed as a painkiller.
Definitely.
Because it is,
or as an excuse to get
psychotic, but
high off their mind. No, but it really is an anti.
Yeah. Like, there's so many things like with hemp and CBD that you can make beyond just like getting stoned, you know. So the fact that like it's legal for a human being to ingest it in that state, but it's not legal in the next state over, like, that doesn't make sense. If you're a human being and it's safe to consume, it should be safe for every human being to consume. Hey,
like Chris Tucker said from Friday, it's from the earth, man.
The earth.
It ain't coming like...
The URFF.
I mean, yes, there's chemicals and whatnot, but like, it's from the earth.
Yeah.
The earth. Not the earth, but the earth.
Yeah. It's two different... celestial bodies. Oh,
sorry, dropping stuff, coughing. If I sound a little weird, it's because I lost my voice and I'm regaining it. But yeah,
I'm
sure hemp would take care of that.
Hey-o.
Hampers. Put your clothes in the hampers.
And it's just like a whole plant of weed with like clothes just thrown on it.
I don't know why I'm making a pissing sound.
Are you pissing right now, Ken?
I'm pissing and throwing darts at the same time.
Ooh.
Right? That's talented.
Multitasking. He's multitasking. I don't know why it was British.
Yeah.
But I think it should be legalized. I think it's fucking
stupid. I agree. I'm not you know, weed smoker, but I don't see the wrong in it.
And
I mean,
get so many people out of jail or not go in jail, and jail costs so many taxpayer dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So many. Like, so many. Oh, my God.
If we're, you know... judging the alcohol versus, you know, plant that gets you high as hell, then, you know, I'm
let's plant some shit.
I'm leaning more towards that, not saying I'm condoning it or whatever, or I'm a user myself, but, you know, I just feel like it's a little bit more
I'm condoning
fan friendly.
Yeah,
is that the right word to say?
Sure.
I mean, instead of like
Why
did I sound like an ogre? Just
<He's> Shrek.
I'm drunk.
Are you under a bridge right
now? Yes.
Fucking
with my other ogre homies.
Oh, it's like a meeting.
It's a meeting of random ogre tribes.
Okay.
Ogre. Why did I sound like? Yeah, dude.
Like an ogre.
Like an ogre, dude. Meeting? I'm from the valley of Makaha.
Oh. He brushed the hair behind your ear. I'm dead. There's no hair.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I'm fully condoning it. If I can do it.
Do it.
Yeah. Live life. Okay, pull another one.
All right. Pull out game strong.
That's why he doesn't have kids, but he still has dad jokes. Hey-o.
All right. Short people calling tall people tall.
It's oddly specific.
And I like that because some of your guys' topics like just don't make sense. We kind of have to like reach and figure out. But I like that.
That is direct.
Short people calling tall people tall. Like, I really can't speak on this. I'm somewhat tall myself. I mean, I'm average, 6 foot, you know? So, yeah. I mean, anyone that's taller than me, I'm like, okay, that's tall. But for the most part, because I live in Hawaii, most of the people here is like average 5'6" to 5'9".
Yeah.
Which I oversee, so I'm cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you...
Well, I don't know. I feel like it goes the same way. Like, tall people call short people short, and then they put their fucking arms on your head like it's an armrest. Oh,
that is disrespectful. How dare they?
It is. And I'm like, you know, I'm eye level to your dick. I could just punch it right now.
You have a better
head as an armrest. Yeah.
Better trajectory.
Yeah.
Did I say that word correctly? Yeah.
Trajectory.
Better.
It's not like you said jerky.
Better eyesight. Yeah. Because if they try to punch you, they got to go down.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a little bit more energy.
Yo, I go fucking straight.
You can go do straight jabs. And
it's sack right there.
It's a sack punch.
It is a sack punch. And it's very
It's easy. Not a sucker punch. It's a sacker punch.
Sacker. Right in the sacker.
He hit me right in the sacker, Billy. I promise.
I promise. That's why one side is three times as large as the other.
My goodness. So.
Yeah. I think it. I don't know. It goes the same either way. I haven't noticed it more on a tall person's side than a short person's side.
I would say it would hurt the person's neck, but I mean, that can go both ways. But I feel like maybe the shorter people, their neck would be more sore looking up than opposed to like the taller people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I feel like it's more effort because naturally your vision goes from like straight to like down.
Right.
You're not typically going up.
Right. You're putting more stress.
Yeah.
Like so on the neck.
Yes. How? Thank you. Watch well, what does it look like? I'm doing that one. I don't. It looks like.
It looks like I'm
a
retard.
You're about to kiss your really tall boyfriend, and you have to, like...
Hella, what is this, a prep? Like,
hella, yeah, you're like, oh, God, warm my neck
Johnny,
up.
I'm ready.
All right, bend down, babe. Johnny.
Johnny.
Yeah, I feel like it's more work for a short person to converse with a tall person and, like, have to crane their neck back.
Yeah.
Than for a tall person to, like, look down 3 inches, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
Because I majority have conversations like that with my friends, because I'm normally the tallest until I, like, you know, go next to David and
David, you
Nate.
Beautiful man.
Those are our co-workers, if mm-hmm. you guys didn't know, and they're like trees.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like, I feel like, yeah, I'm tall, whatever, and I stand right next to them. I'm like, all right, I'm just a little bush. Yeah.
I love them because they're blueberry so bush. Nice. A blueberry bush right there. But they're so nice that, like, whenever I'm like, yeah, what, you fuckers? They're like, oh, and I'm like, literally, like, up to their kneecap. Like,
she's a feisty girl.
I could not hurt them if I wanted. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of a crazy bitch. Maybe I could, but they're significantly bigger than me, but they.
But psychologically, they know, like, yo, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah. They humor me by being like, ah.
And you can sacker punch them.
I could sacker punch them. Hey, ladies. Or, no, not. I mean, anyone. Anyone that's short, if a tall person puts their arm on your head like it's an armrest.
Sacker punch him.
Sacker punch that bitch. I knew it. Do it. Or get him right in the tip. You know?
That hurt my heart.
Yeah, did you feel it in your tip?
I felt it. Are you all right?
You all right, little Billy?
Billy, you all right? Can you just be nicer so she won't sacker punch us, please?
I'm scared.
It starts to, like,
withers away. He, like, retreats inside.
I'm going inside, invertedly.
Inverted. It's like when you get cold and it's like, nope.
It's like a pure foreskin. And it's
pure.
Like, and you're trying to look for it, like, you know, you're digging.
You're like, hello. You're
in
like
the trash.
It back. It's like a banana. You're like, where'd it go?
Where'd it go? It went inside all inside. The way in his cave.
He was scared.
It looks like a long sleeve now. Rolled up.
It's a turtleneck.
A turtleneck.
Turtle.
You're not turtle enough for the turtle club. Ooh.
He like
that's a snapper. That's a snapping turtle.
Snapping turtle. That's what I'm going to call my veg from now on.
A snapping turtle.
Yeah.
I'm scared if, you know, like, if you're going on a date and it's like, you know, things are rising and, mm-hmm. and you know, like the energy is flowing, mm-hmm. not the beers
with the cast, because this is definitely gonna get
oh for sure
some penis
and
rises.
Then it's like, you know, in his mind he's like, yeah, I'm going in, and then you're like, yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you, like, nah, I'm cool, and then and you're like, oh, what the hell was that?
Like, that's my snapping turtle.
Can you tame it, please?
It's like, why did it come out of a blueberry bush? There's so much going on.
It's
down there,
a lot.
Right,
it's legalized weed. Mystery.
legalized weed. It all comes right back.
It
around
just, it's
to
a,
that.
It's a yeah.
Yeah.
Something's in my eye.
That's me.
All right.
Mm. All right, bitches. Well.
I like this. It was it was.
Good topic.
It was a sacker punch.
It was a sacker punch.
It wasn't
punch.
A jab. It was a straight.
It was a sacker punch to your funny bone.
I hope it was funny.
That should be our
most funny bones.
Phrase.
Sacker punch to your funny bone.
Yeah. Rants from a hat. A sacker punch to your funny bone.
CC, TM, or whatever the trademark. You know what I mean? Like, all right.
CC.
CC.
THC. ADHD.
CC. Wee wee. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. We're all of a sudden French, but I'm talking like a white boy. I never. Okay.
We're all of a sudden.
I almost made her. I never get to do that because she always thinks my jokes are stupid as hell or what I do is 90% stupid. So I think that was the 10% that I could have. You know what I mean? All right. Okay. Water. Water.
I really like we're all of a sudden French.
All of a sudden French. I'm talking like a white boy from the Valley of Macaha.
Wow, we're all of a sudden French. That was good.
Tearjerker.
Tearjerker. Penis jerker.
It's like I'm stroking. Oh, okay, we're giving elbows. All right.
Throwing bows.
Throwing bows, like Ludacris said.
Yep. Luda, our favorite.
If anyone cares, because this will be dropping on Wednesday, a couple days after that, Saturday, my birthday, you know, you can give me a shout out. Or whatever, you know, it's just you know, if you want to say it to yourself, it's cool, but.
He wants love and attention, so just, you know, find him, send him a message.
Please, I have no friends, so.
Edit a picture of his face onto, like, a hot pageant girl's body and post that for his birthday.
Bango.
Yep.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'd appreciate it, so.
Yep, I expect to see many of those. If not, I'll be disappointed in you guys.
So, I'm good. I think we're good.
Yeah.
We already established this. I think this is the part where we do the cheesy outro. Oh, the cheesy low. Yeah, I know, but
it is.
Before we do, Rants from a Hat. I'm Connected Great. This is
Cheyenne Laws.
And here it comes. 1, 2, 3. Aloha. I sound like I gave a lot of head to